This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to DrinkWise. Stay safe, and if you're choosing to drink, be sure to drink wise.
Question time on the Sounding Board for DrinkWise. Stay safe, and if you're choosing to drink, be sure to drink wise. Now, a special announcement. Join us in a couple of weeks for our next reverse press conference. This is your baby, Hutchie. All you need to do is email your details to thesoundingboard@crocmedia.com, and our producer, Jane Neild, will send you a link to join us on Microsoft Teams. More details to come. Maybe next week about this particular platform, but we did one in the early stages of the COVID-19 shutdown, Hutchie. I think it was fair to say it was a success. We're doing another one for our many, many loyal listeners. So thesoundingboard@crocmedia.com just to register your interest, and we'll get as many people on the Zoom or WebEx or whatever platform we choose
to
use.
I'm particularly looking for people that want to give Damien a bit of a workover. So if you could just email me privately and say I'm not a real big Damo fan, I'll slip you into the IT system quietly.
Tell you what, Johnny, I've got better things to worry about than having my own listeners have a crack at me. So no, just keep it serious. The Sounding Board at crocmedia.com, and we'll keep you updated maybe next week with further details on that. Jason Herrer on Facebook: what's with certain journos listening to podcasts then lifting a few quotes as quote news?
Well, it happens a lot, Jason.
Yeah.
Refer to main body.
There's a lot of podcast scarers out there, aren't there? Looking for either a news story or a potential scandal.
The scourer.
There's a lot of them, Hutchie.
Yeah, there's scourers out there.
There's people who time code everything.
Time coders. That'd be a good list.
Time coders. Eddie Harrow on Twitter: how are in-venue advertising values like LED signage being impacted when broadcasters are shooting tighter frames to avoid empty seats? This is a good question. It's probably one you can answer, Hutchie.
It's yet to be determined because it is being shot differently, no question, but then the value of the games has probably never been greater. So.
And ratings are up, aren't they?
Yeah.
Certainly on the free-to-air platform.
Probably mirrors that about square, I think.
Ollie Reese on Facebook: is there a market for the JB Hamish McLaughlin double act to replace Bruce? Hamish doing the hosting and JB the commentary. Interesting potential around the race to replace Bruce there.
The words JB and number two don't really go together, do they? Turtle?
Just trying to think that through. I can see that happening. Hamish could do the overall sort of steering. JB would be the main caller.
You think Hamish is a better host? Do you really?
I'm not saying that.
That sounds like you are.
No, I'm not. Well,
wow, I didn't expect that from you.
There was a game, I think
I would never
two
have
Sundays
expected that
ago.
From you, Turtle.
I haven't said that, Hutchie. There was a game two Sundays ago where that indeed double act took place in that way, where Hamish...
It's obviously on your radar.
No, it's not. It's from Ollie Reese. I'm just thinking the double act replacement. We've always thought it was a race in three, BT, JB and Hamish. Maybe it's a double act replacement. Mm. Nick Negropontis, who you know, Hutchie.
Yep.
We know via Facebook. What did you make of the AFL rich list in the Herald Sun? The AFLPA have already claimed it's mere speculation and not accurate. Good journalism in the public interest or easy clickbait?
Your views?
I don't want to be negative about a product that I'm regularly negative about, Hutchie, but I couldn't be bothered even taking the lift out. And that's just me, probably because I'm in the space. And clearly, it's guesswork, isn't it? I mean, it's calculated and educated guesswork because the three journos who did it are very good journos. But I don't think number one was even right, was he?
I thought it was a nice marketing idea. Yeah, I thought it was a nice... Then when they market stories like that, they actually do a sensational job of leveraging it via PR and through the line and through digital. So as an idea, I thought it was terrific. Whatever their list was going to be was never going to be right, because how can you get it right unless you've seen the figures?
Well, you and I, and we've arrived at this independently, believe Jack Martin to be the clearly highest paid player in 2020.
Where did they have him in the end, Martin?
Not number one.
If he's not number one, he's number two, Jack Martin. So
he wasn't that high.
Yeah.
Tom Oddfield on email: do club media managers ever ask questions at press conferences? If so, why? Tom, I reckon they probably are these days, because the ability for people to get to press conferences, certainly the ones in person, Hutchie, has never been lower for obvious reasons this year. The Zoom arrangements can sometimes be suffering of technology breakdowns, and as such, sometimes the media managers do get in, and I reckon they... If they don't ask the questions, Tom, I do know, as fact, in the past they've loaded certain journalists up to ask a question that the coach may want to say something about.
There's been quite a few loaders over the years.
Loaders.
Question loaders.
Benjamin Wild on Twitter, will the AFL change their secret herbs and spices recipe for deciding compensation for free agents now that the salary cap is to be slashed? Yes, I know that one of you doesn't like compensation at all, and that's me, Benjamin, but it's there. I'm big on this, Hutchie. Just get rid of all compensation. Just get rid of all compensation for loss of free agents, and the problems that that would then entail would be far less than the ones that we've got with this this attempted catch-all of fitting in a player's worth around a club's and personal situation every single time.
Last question, Damo. We are out of time.
This is from David Haley on Facebook. Thoughts on the spate of injuries and why the interchange bench should be increased. David, I'm pretty strong on this. There's always been injuries in football. I don't think there's been necessarily more injuries this year under the circumstances that have been put in front of the players. And I don't believe the interchange bench should be increased. I think there's four on the benches more than enough to get through a game of footy.
Question from me as we finish. Yeah. Do you think the flexible fixture's here forever?
I hope it is. I would love it to be.
Yep.
And I reckon a four-week rollout of fixturing would be about right.
Carrot's winding us up too. I tip this. Mike Williamson, I tip this. This has been the Sounding Board for DrinkWise. Stay safe, and if you're choosing a drink, be sure to DrinkWise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Questions with Hutchie and Damo. Send us your questions via Twitter or Facebook at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.